3. Effects. What are the effects of COVID-19 on Edmonton and Edmontonians? The magnitude of the COVID-19 pandemic, physical distancing, the economic contraction and oil market crash is unprecedented and is having a profound effect on almost every aspect of the lives of Edmontonians, from health, social and economic activities. This situation will result in both immediate and long-term effects in Edmonton. This section outlines the effects that are expected to last a minimum of 18 to 24 months into the future and continue beyond 2022. The effects all vary in their likelihood, ranging from possible to probable to certain. The focus is specifically on those effects that will impact the City of Edmonton's strategic direction, as outlined in Connect Edmonton and the Draft City Plan. For this reason, the effects are organized by the 4 strategic goals: Healthy City, Urban Places, Regional Prosperity, and Climate Resilience. Effects Summary. Healthy City. E1. A new reality emerges for personal health and wellness. E2. Social conditions deteriorate. E3. The middle class is disrupted. E4. Partners and agencies struggle. E5. Expectations for government change. E6. Priority on personal and community safety increases. E7. Value of community increases. Urban places. E8. Population growth slows. E9. Housing demand decreases and preferences shift. E10. Urban vibrancy is challenged. E11. Perceptions of transit changes. Regional prosperity. E12. Economy contracts deeply followed by a slow recovery. E13. Energy market contracts. E14. Employment levels contract. E15. Individual and household prosperity declines. E16. Small to medium-sized businesses struggle. E17. Commercial industrial real estate declines. E18. Government fiscal policy creates long-term challenges. Climate resilience. E19. Climate gains are short-lived. E20. Appetite for climate change investment may be reduced. E21. Waste generation increases. Healthy City. COVID-19 is changing the way Edmontonians interact with their families, neighbors, communities, and their city. These changes to our everyday lives, experienced unequally among those we serve, will have lasting effects. E1. A new reality emerges for personal health and wellness. Many residents will feel uncomfortable, unsafe, and/or have higher expectations of cleanliness for public facilities and amenities that support their health and wellness, for example, recreation centers, pools, Valley Zoo, Mutter Conservatory, and golf courses. During the physical distancing period, some residents will have purchased personal exercise equipment, canceled monthly subscriptions for passes, and/or adapted to online or outdoor personal health and wellness programs, and will no longer seek out city recreation facilities. While large gatherings, arts, culture, and entertainment events are temporarily suspended, in the long term it is anticipated that these will return with new operating parameters to maintain participants' health and safety. Extended physical distancing is expected to impact availability of volunteers, permanent closures to operating entities, or the viability of semi-professional sports leagues. E2. Social conditions deteriorate. Social conditions will decline for all Edmontonians, with the greatest effects felt by Edmonton's most vulnerable. It is expected that poverty, homelessness, those living in inadequate or unsuitable housing, suicide, mental health cases, family breakdowns, and domestic disputes will all increase above the current levels for many of these key indicators. The negative effects arising from a decline in social conditions will be experienced differently among women than among men. With a prolonged economic recovery, these deteriorated social conditions will persist for many years. Figure 2 illustrates the relationship between poverty and unemployment. The historical correlation implies that the projected high unemployment rate will be accompanied by higher poverty rates for Edmonton through recovery. Figure 2. Edmonton CMA unemployment and poverty rates.